Blog Talk Radio.
I will sing your praise, for you've done such a marvelous thing. For someone so wretched, yet my soul you have redeemed. No one else could do it. No one could just have as much. Yet you thought my soul was worth it. So you gave your only son
you deliver me,
Father.
It was
Father.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Happy Easter, everyone. We are listening to Blog Talk Radio with Reverend Alethea. I'm Deacon Avia, and we will open with prayer. But before I begin, I would like to remind all listeners to please put your phones on mute. Dear God, we thank you for this day. For this day is not just any day. This is a very significant day for the Christian community, a day of reflection and remembrance for Jesus' ultimate sacrifice for the world. May all of us hold on to the knowledge of that day and remember that sacrifice was made for us and is relevant for this very day and time. For all of the stress and confusion that we're all facing at this time, please help us to remember. You said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is our time in the service for concerns, affirmations, celebrations, and announcements. Our concerns are we're continuing to pray for the healing and health for Tony Bass, who will be getting out of the hospital this week. We are so blessed and happy to hear that news. Kaniqua James, who is recovering from a bone marrow transplant. Michaela, who is in Jamaica. We're also continuing to pray for Tia, Gwenelle's niece. Glendora's cousin, who's been diagnosed with COVID-19, and all that have been diagnosed with this disease, and all who have made their transition from this life because of COVID-19. And we give them comfort and for those who are grieving. Our affirmation, let us look in to one another and we affirm God's favor and God's miracles. We affirm Minister Daryl and Minister Helene's preparation for ordination. And we also affirm our ministry leadership team, who is Minister Daryl, Minister Helene, Deacon Avia, Deacon Agneta, Stacy, who's the church administrator, and of course, Deacon Withers and Reverend Alethea as well. Celebrations. In the name of Jesus, we claim 2020 as our year of fellowship. And fellowship means following Jesus in all the ways that we can. We also want to celebrate Calvin Mason Gibson, who was born on Wednesday, April 8th, to Mother Pamela Gross and Father Calvin Gibson Sr. Congratulations. We are also celebrating the completion of our Lenten Break Every Chain Bible study. We also want to celebrate the prayer meetings on Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Reverend Alethea's Blog Talk radio program. That's where the Bible study is also. Per year, April 8th, Kofi Minor. April 10th, Olu Williams. April 13th, Elizabeth Fisher. And April 17th, Nazareth Fisher. Please remember to have your Bibles during this time, and also bring a notebook so you take notes as to what Reverend Alethea is bringing us every Sunday. And please invite a friend, and I just want to thank all of you who have shared this link with your friends and family. It's truly a blessing to us and to whoever hears the message. Thank you so much. Your tithes and offerings may be mailed to the Pavilion of God at 7221 Paperback Terrace, Laurel, Maryland, 20707. We also have a PayPal account, which is pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com, or we have a Cash App, which is simply Pavilion of God. Are there any concerns, affirmations, celebrations? And if so, you may unmute at this time and share.
Just one of.
Yes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, this is Mama Diane. And I'm asking prayers for the grandson of my good friend, Ian Hoffman. And his mother have both been diagnosed with COVID-19. And also, my husband.
Diane, stop one moment, Diane. Whoever's phone is not muted, can you please mute it? Because we cannot hear Mama Diane's prayer request. Whoever's phone is not muted, can you please mute it? Or turn it down, please, so we can hear Mama Diane's prayer request. I'm sorry, Mama Diane. Can you start over again? I don't. Oh, my goodness.
My husband's cousin, Robin Redenberg. I don't know his name. I'm talking
about. Okay, so
we
have
two and one who have lived together for years.
Someone has
COVID-19.
Okay. Whoever.
I will try to mute it.
Okay. Whoever is playing music, can you try to turn it down, please?
Yes.
Or mute your phone, because we won't be able to hear anybody else's request. Thank you so much. And Mama Diane, please forgive me. I'm going to ask you to do that one more time because I did not hear one word you said.
Okay.
Thank you.
I was asking prayer for Quentin Copeland, who is the grandson of my good friend Imran Copeland, and also for Quentin's mother, Arethia, because they both have COVID-19. They're coming along, but, of course, they do need prayer. And also for the partner of Robin Redenberg. Robin Redenberg is my husband's cousin. And unfortunately, I don't know her partner's name. I know that the two of them have lived together for years, and I know that he has a lot of physical pre-existing ailments, and they live in the Bronx, which is a very hard-hit area. So I'm asking prayers for him as well. He has COVID-19.
Wow. Thank you, Mama Diane. Is there anyone else that would like to share a concern, affirmation, celebration?
Amen. Good morning. This is Brother Darrell. Good morning, everybody. God bless you.
Good morning.
Jesus is risen. Amen. Just wanted to affirm, hallelujah, the blessing of the Lord's resurrection. Hallelujah. And in as much as he was raised, we are blessed, hallelujah, to be able to raise out of our situations and into a blessed place that he has prepared for us. So just affirming the grace of God, hallelujah, and his power at work in our lives, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations at this time? Well, if there's not, I will ask. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Baba Charles. I just want to say when I looked out this morning and saw the flowers, heard the birds, and saw a clear sky, I said, praise you, Lord, for he is risen. Jesus has extended a new life to me. And for that, I am grateful. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations? All righty. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations?
Hi, everyone. This is Minister Helene. I'm asking if you hold my father, Fred Gibson, in prayer this morning. He lost a very good friend who was one of the deacons at my sister's church. And I talked with him earlier today, and he was getting ready for his service that he should be in at this point in time virtually. But I know that he is, you know, suffering some, experiencing some sadness because it's one of his peers. My dad is close to 80, and his friend, Deacon Johnson, passed away from natural causes. He was up in there. But I just want Deacon Johnson's family and his and my sister's whole church family to be held in prayer along with my father. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, celebrations at this time? And if not, I will turn over to Minister Darrell, who will give our prayer of comfort.
Hallelujah. The songwriter wrote a song that says, all in his hands. Hallelujah. I put it all in his hands. All of my burdens. Hallelujah. Problems. If I have a question, I put it all. Hallelujah. I put it all. Hallelujah. I put it all in his hands. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that even though we are apart right now in the name of Jesus, we are together, hallelujah, together with you, hallelujah, and we are together with one another in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And you promised us that where two or more are gathered together, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, that you would be in our midst. We rejoice in the name of Jesus because you, O God, are in our midst right now, even now, even as we have voiced the prayer concerns and the challenges, O God, that we have lifted up before you. You are there. Hallelujah. And when you are there, victory is there. Glory to God. When you are there, hope is there. When you are there, overcoming power is there. When you are there, resurrection is there. Life is there. Hope is there. Encouragement is there. The power of God is there. And we just rejoice in the name of Jesus for the privilege and the opportunity to be able to gather together in your name, to be able to recognize and know that we don't face any problem, any circumstance, any situation on our own, hallelujah, but we serve the true and living God, and he is making a way and opening doors, and we just rejoice in the opportunity right now to lift up those prayer requests, to lift up those holy hands. Hallelujah to you, O God. To be in divine, hallelujah, relationship with you. Hallelujah. And to see you and to watch you transform our lives and our situations and our circumstances so that we are no longer under any circumstances, but we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. God, we thank you right now. We lift every voiced prayer request to you and everything, God. You know the hearts and the minds of man. You know the things that weren't even spoken. And we lift them to you, and we rejoice in knowing that we're not by ourselves, but that you're with us, your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us. Hallelujah. You anoint our head with oil, and our cup runs over. In the name of Jesus, we rejoice in the hope that we have in you, and we thank you for opening doors, making ways, setting the captive free. In the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you and we thank you, God, for encouragement and strength to all of us that stand in the need of it, your people all over the world. In Jesus' name, we pray for all men, kings, and those in authority that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life. And all godliness and honesty. In Jesus' holy name, we praise and thank you, God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Minister Darrell. And just a reminder to please put your phones back on mute. We will now rejoice and sing hallelujah. And after that, we will hear from Reverend Olivia.
I couldn't find Hallelujah by Jermaine Gordon.
Oh, while we're preparing the music, I'm going to ask Minister Darrell to please read the scripture for this morning. The scripture is found in Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Minister Darrell.
Amen. The book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. This is the King James Version. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the day, first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene, hallelujah, and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, hallelujah. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, hallelujah, and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow, hallelujah. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear ye not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, hallelujah, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. Verse 8. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, hallelujah, Jesus met them, glory to God, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet, hallelujah, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and living of his holy word. Amen.
Amen.
Your love reaches way down deep within, passes human understanding. There will always be a song for you I sing. One word alone just can't express my heart's desire. Gratitude for one more day, my peace of mind. Your warm embrace and tenderness, patient with me through all my mess. Come to one conclusion, you are the best. Hallelujah. 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 I will sing. You are great. Heart, mind,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to our King. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord with me this morning. Won't you praise God with me this morning? You can unmute your phone and just say hallelujah. Praise the Lord for what it is in Jesus this morning.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank you for
the
praises you inhabit, hallelujah, the praises of your people. You are King of kings.
Hallelujah.
You are Lord of lords. You're the lily of the valley. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Glory to
hallelujah.
God. This is hallelujah. The resurrection, Sunday. There is no other day of praise like this day. Hallelujah. We thank
amen.
You, God. You're a miracle-working God. Lord,
yeah.
We thank you. We praise your holy name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't know
amen.
About you. I don't know about you, but this is Resurrection Sunday for me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, Minister Darrell, I thank you for reading of the scripture this morning from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. I want you to write that down. Write it on a piece of paper so that you can read it again and reflect on that scripture. The Lord has blessed us with the recording of the resurrection and all four gospels. But this morning we heard the gospel reading from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. I want to thank you this morning for being present here in worship. Oh, hallelujah. The church buildings may be empty, but hallelujah, the tomb is empty also. Hallelujah. We know that God inhabits the praises of his people, so the church is alive. Jesus is alive this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray, beloved. God, right now I pray that you will speak through your servant. Speak to me and speak through me. Speak to your people, Lord, and enable them to hear your words, Lord. Enable to hear your encouragement. Enable them to hear your message. Touch them, Lord, so they may know that you are a real living God. Amen. Oh, God, we thank you for this gathering today where we gather in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I invite you to put your phones on mute unless you wanted to say hallelujah at any point because we can hear the coughing and the challenges that you may hear may be going through. So we just ask you to put your phones on mute this morning. Amen, amen. Thank you, beloved. The scripture and all of the scriptures about the resurrection touch my heart. I'm going to remind you we're having background noise, so you can just put your phone on mute. I'm going to ask you to put your phone on mute. Amen. Beloved, this is a powerful scripture. The resurrection scripture always tugs at the strings of my heart. I don't know about you, but when I read the word of God, I can see it in my mind's eye. Can you imagine the love and devotion of Mary Magdalene and the other Mary who experience the physical reality of the tomb as they mourned on that first Easter morning? They went to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus with spices. And if you've never seen that kind of reality, that kind of experience with your own eye, I want you to know it's the most powerful thing you can imagine. I have seen and sat by a body when the family members anointed the body of their beloved with oil. This body of Jesus was the one of their beloved, the man they had shared so much with. In the midst of their sorrow, they simply sought to honor him in their own way and declare their love for Jesus. So they went to the tomb. I've been in that place. I've been in that place of grieving, that place of longing for life, that place of remembering what was. I know, and many of you know, what heartbreak is. Many of you have shed tears, have gone through loss. But before Mary and Mary Magdalene were captured by the pain of death, an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and took them to another realm. Hallelujah. An angel of the Lord came down and sat by them, and they saw lightning, and they were taken to another realm in the midst of the pain of death. What must they have thought in that moment? What must they have felt in that moment? You know, miracles are fleeting moments. Miracles contradictation. Miracles fly in the face of the normal course of things. Yes, yes. So I ask you, two questions on this Resurrection Sunday. Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in the resurrection? the reason for those questions is because, like the disciples, sometimes we can unwittingly and unintentionally close the door on Jesus. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
We can unwittingly and unintentionally, I hope you're hearing what I'm saying this morning, sometimes we can unwittingly and unintentionally close the door on what we believe God has done and what we believe God can do through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
And remember, beloved, we're only human. We're no better and no worse than the disciples that God, no worse than the disciples who also closed the door on Jesus. We close the door on Jesus when we argue with the decision God makes in our lives. Amen.
Yes.
The decisions that we don't like, you know, those decisions that you don't like, God will give you a job that you don't like, and suddenly you find yourself closing the door on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, I remember when I got breast cancer. In fact, it was on an Easter Sunday morning that I noticed blood coming from my breast. And in that moment, on that Easter Sunday morning 10 years ago, I didn't agree with God's decision to allow that challenge in my life. Unwittingly and unintentionally, I shut the door on Jesus. The Jesus I believe in, the Jesus I love with all my heart and soul, but in that moment, I shut the door on Jesus, a Jesus who believes in me and loves me. I thank God, beloved. I thank God that I didn't shut that door for long. But like Mary Magdalene and the disciples of Jesus, I'm human. I'm human. So when you have when have you unintentionally shut the door on Jesus? This is confession time. This is awareness time. You may be wondering, why is she asking me? I don't want to even acknowledge that I sometimes shut the door on Jesus. Was it when you doubted Jesus loves you? Or was it when you got to hope? I know what it means to get so down that you can't experience hope. Or when your beloved transition, did you shut the door on Jesus? Or when a friend or someone you love disappointed you, did you shut the door on Jesus? Or when you had heartbreak, did you shut the door on Jesus? Or when you decided, hallelujah, that you were so strong that you could do it all by yourself, did you shut the door on Jesus? Sometimes addiction, sometimes affliction can make us think that we can do it all by ourselves. You know how children are. You know how children will say, mama or daddy, I can do it all by myself. Sometimes we think we're smart enough, we think we're strong enough, we think we're big and bad enough to do it all by ourselves. Amen?
Yes, yes.
Amen. Sometimes we just get so full of ourselves that we don't depend on Jesus.
Yes.
Or we decide that Jesus got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then we shut the door on Jesus. Was that what happened on that morning when the angel appeared and opened the tomb? Was that a time to help others stop closing the door on Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
on this Resurrection Sunday morning, April 12th, 2020. You need to open your heart to the angels that meet you in your dead zone. In those dead zones where you unwittingly, unintentionally, and unwisely close the door on Jesus.
Yes.
Remember, an angel met Mary Magdalene and the other Mary at the tomb and told them not to be afraid. Amen. Somebody help me this morning. Say hallelujah. It was an angel that yes. met them and told them not to be afraid. You know, when we are Amen. On our own, we become frightened. When we're on our own, we feel weakened. You know, when we are alone, we can begin to doubt ourselves, and we can even begin to doubt Jesus. But an angel appeared to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, and that angel assured them that Jesus had risen.
Come on now.
And charged Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to go quickly and tell the disciples that Jesus has risen from the dead. Don't you know we need someone to tap us on the shoulder now and then? We need someone to appear to us and say, it's going to be okay. We need someone to tap us on the shoulder when we are in despair and to remind us not to be afraid, to remind us that we're not alone. Today, the powerful presence of God is meeting you and your loved ones in your places of need, telling you not to be afraid. Today, the power of God is resurrecting truth, resurrecting hope, resurrecting love in Jesus, and reminding us today that Jesus' glory, hallelujah, is alive.
Hallelujah.
For it is that risen Jesus who brought the miraculous new life into the pavilion of God last week. Ooh, hallelujah. You know, we birth new hope. No, it is Jesus that birthed new hope. It is Jesus that birthed new life. In this pavilion of God, little Calvin Mason Gibson was born 7 pounds, 1 ounce. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. That
Hallelujah.
That was birthing new life into this community of faith. Hallelujah. It was Jesus, the risen Jesus, last week. You know, God performs the miracles. We had a miracle jar in our church so that we will be reminded that Jesus performs miracles. It was the risen Jesus who miraculously removed lack and limitation last week when our beloved Janisha received a COVID-19 business loan of thousands of dollars. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In 1 week. Hallelujah. You know,
Hallelujah.
There is no lack and limitation in Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus will remove those barriers and give you those things that you desire, those things that you need. That's a living, a resurrected Jesus that removed that barrier for Janisha last week.
Thank you, Lord.
It was the
Hallelujah.
Risen Jesus who miraculously touched and cooled the fevered brow of our beloved Tony Bass and allowed his COVID-19 test to be negative.
You
know, that wasn't his will. It was the will of God. It was the alignment with Jesus who walked into his hospital room and touched Tony Bass and removed the fever and allowed that test result to be negative.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a God
Lord.
That saves. There's a God that heals.
Yeah.
It is the risen Jesus that will walk with you through this coronavirus valley that we're in.
Yes.
It is the risen Jesus that will walk with each of you through this coronavirus valley. And we'll be the angels that will say, be afraid. No matter how deep the valley is, no matter how long the valley is, you know, man is predicting a time for the virus to be gone. Man is predicting a time for businesses to open, but I want you to know it was God who predicted a time for the tomb to be open. I want you to trust the God that opens tombs. I want you to trust the God that opens hearts. I want you to trust the God that cools a fevered brow. I want you to trust the God that is able to remove all lack and limitation. I want you to trust the God that can bring new life into a religious community. I want you to trust the God who is a living Jesus. Hallelujah. Today we remember that Jesus loves us and believes in us, even when we doubt him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That believes in us, even when we doubt him. We need to know that Jesus has not shut the door on us. We need to hear and believe that Jesus is our friend and our Savior. Jesus walks with us as he did with Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, as he did with the disciple. But Jesus believes in you. Jesus loves you. And Jesus has not shut the door on you.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, the disciples loved Jesus.
Yes.
They knew him.
Yes.
They walked with him. And they talked with him.
Yes.
They saw him turn water into wine.
Yes.
They watched him turn tables over in the temple. The disciples saw Jesus' rulers embrace women as his friends and companions. They saw Jesus break social codes and establish a new law. You know, we're looking for a new normal. We're wondering what that new normal will be. We're wondering about all of that. But Jesus established a new normal a long time ago, a law to love one another, a law that says Jesus to love one another as Jesus loves us. The disciples saw him heal men and women, old and young. For Jesus, there was no lack or limitation. Janisha discovered that, but Jesus decided that. There is no lack or limitation that moved his heart when he said 5,000. For him, children mattered. They were not held back. They were lifted up. The disciples prayed with Jesus and broke bread with him, and he washed their feet. He wiped away their tears. He forgave their sins. Don't you know he will wipe away our tears and he will forgive our sins? They saw Jesus raise Jairus' daughter from the grave, and they saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead. You know, resurrection wasn't new. Resurrection isn't new. Jesus. You see, the disciples questioned him even in the face of miracles, not out of lack of love, not out of lack of knowledge, not out of lack of relationship. So I want to explain something to you this morning. Look, they question him because of love. You see, love opens the doors of the heart. Love creates safety, hallelujah. Love creates relationship. Love provides enough safety to handle the questions. Love provides enough safety to handle the arguments and even to handle the doubts. You see, Peter denied knowing Jesus, not one time, but
three times. And the disciple Thomas doubted the resurrected Jesus. But Jesus loved them, and he wants us to love ourselves, and he wants us to trust and know that he loves us. So when you got questions, take those questions to Jesus. Jesus truly loves us with a love that hears our heart, a love that is open to your questions, not just the casual questions, but the deep and the profound questions about life and death, the questions about death and resurrection, the questions about life and death, the questions about salvation. Love doesn't close doors. Love opens the doors between friends. And Jesus is your friend.
Hallelujah.
The disciples questioned Jesus. Jesus defied understanding. He defied all expectation, all logic. But isn't that what a miracle is? Woo, glory.
Hallelujah.
And welcome event that cannot be explained by natural or scientific laws. Nevertheless, miracles are real. The resurrection is real. The question of this day, this Resurrection Sunday, is do you want the myth of Jesus or the miracle of Jesus? You know, myths inspire, and they create wonder and possibility. But hallelujah, the miraculous Jesus, hallelujah, the resurrected Jesus saved our souls, redeemed our transgressions, makes the darkness of the tomb disappear. The miracle of Jesus opens the doors that we shut. The miracle of Jesus dismisses our doubts. The miracle of Jesus forgives our denials. Don't worry about understanding this. Stand under the truth of Jesus. The miraculous and resurrected Jesus empowers us. Amen. Ask Janisha, ask Tony, this newborn baby and his mother and his father. Jesus built the church, beloved, upon a doubting Thomas. What can Jesus do with your doubts? What can Jesus do with your denials? What can't he do with your closed door? Jesus heals the broken hearts and restores the broken relationship. Jesus brings new life, cools fevered brows, and puts funds in our bank accounts. If you're doubting Jesus today, if you're doubting the path that you're on, I invite you to decide today. Decide today to walk with Jesus. And you'll discover your next step. If you're doubting your ability to pay your bills, decide to trust Jesus, who changes nothing into something and something into plenty. If you're stuck, beloved, if you're chained to the past, if you're chained to misunderstandings, if you're chained to woundedness, if you're chained to loss or fear or doubt, take the hand of Jesus, the one who opens shut doors, the one who breaks every chain and rolls away. The bottom line is Jesus is in each of you. But we are all like the disciples. We are human. We love and we question. Jesus loves and Jesus answers questions in miraculous ways. Jesus loves and Jesus answers questions in miraculous ways. Open your heart. Open your heart so that you can see the truth of Jesus. Today, ask God to help your unbelief, to strengthen your belief. For when we dare to believe the unbelievable, all things are possible to him who believes. On this,
hallelujah,
on that first resurrection morning, the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Today you can praise God.
Hallelujah.
Today you can praise God for this Resurrection Sunday. You can praise God because resurrection is real. You can praise God because resurrection is redemptive. You can praise God for the miraculous, for the miraculous that survives all misgivings. You can praise God, and you can run on, beloved. You can run on to see what the end will be. Happy Resurrection Sunday. For God is real. We can praise God and we can run on like the disciples. We can tell others that we have discovered a real, a miraculous, a powerful, a loving, a forgiving, hallelujah, a divine Savior in Jesus, who is the Christ.
Hallelujah.
Let the people of God say amen,
amen,
and
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Take your phone off mute. Praise the Lord this morning, for there is hope. There is hope for the one who has the fevered brow. There's hope that will prevail against COVID-19. Don't bury your head in fear. Put your mask on, but open your heart to the power, saving love of Jesus. Don't hide away in darkness. Don't hide away in fear. Know that God walks with you, that Jesus is beside you and goes before you in all ways, and in all ways, that Jesus walks with your beloved family members. Jesus walks with your friends. Jesus is a provider, a healer of our wounded souls. We can't thank God for this Resurrection Sunday, beloved. We can praise the Lord for this Resurrection Sunday. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is Baba Charles. I can say, as I sat here this morning, or this afternoon, and listen to the words that the Lord put into the heart of Reverend Alethea.
Hallelujah.
It gave me hope. It lifted my spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Because this has been a tough time, and we have to look to each other. The God in me sees the God in you. And
yes,
I'm just
Lord.
And say amen.
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 You know, on this Resurrection Sunday, I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to acknowledge God in your life. Acknowledge your relationship with Jesus. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, this is a time, beloved. This is a time to open your heart to Jesus in your life. Don't hold back because you have doubts. Don't hold back because you have questions. You're like the disciple. I'm like the disciple of Jesus. I question, but hallelujah, I know God answers me. I know that God hears me, calms my heart, lifts my spirit from day to day, week to week, and year to year. Hallelujah. God loves me. And I can love God with trust. So if you want to know what it is like to have that personal relationship with Jesus, I want you to pray with me. And if you already have that relationship, I want you to pray with me in thanksgiving this morning. On this resurrection day, I want you to pray with me because I want that relationship to be real. I want that relationship to be powerful. I want that relationship to be the one that you can rely on. Renew your relationship with Jesus this morning as we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Dear Lord,
Lord,
we all repent of our sins. Lord, right now we are saying, I need you, and I am humbly calling out to you, Lord. I'm tired, Lord. I'm tired of doing things my way.
Tired of doing things my way.
To do things in alignment with your will for
my
life.
Amen.
Oh, God, I invite you into my life.
I invite you
to be
into
my
Lord.
Yes.
And
Amen.
To be
Amen.
My Savior.
Hallelujah.
To be my Savior.
Thank you, Lord, for walking with me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for loving me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for loving
you,
Lord,
me.
For
yes.
Being with me in the darkness.
Thank you, Lord, for being
and
thank
me
you, God,
the darkness,
for letting me see a new day. Amen.
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 Now, if this is
and
the
amen.
First time that you've reached out to Jesus, give me a call. And we can talk, and I will invite Jesus to whisper in your ear so that you will know that Jesus is real. Amen.
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 Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this
Hallelujah.
Resurrection Sunday.
Glory,
Jesus,
glory.
The miracle
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord, for
Hallelujah.
The blessing that
He has risen. He has risen.
For being a way maker. Thank you, Lord, for
Hallelujah.
Being a way maker.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Today.
Hallelujah. Lord, you are the way
your word. Amen.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
This is love and compassion for each other. Amen.
And I'd like you to listen to this song.
You are here.
Dear God, making a cheerful giver of all my tithes and offerings, I choose to receive all of your promises and blessings as I am obedient to your word.
Amen.
I pray that you shower favor, blessings, and increase upon me and my church, and I am believing for storehouses unlocked, miracles created, anointing, provision, resources, healings, and souls saved. Let me give with an attitude of gratitude and worship. I have nothing without you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As you hear that prayer, I invite you to open your heart to give. Send your offerings in. By PayPal, send your offerings in by mail and by Cash App. We thank you, for Jesus is a way maker.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Mama Carol.
Yes, Baba Shaw.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
You are here.
Amen.
Let me get one for you.
Carol, you sound good. You sound good singing today, Carol.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Hi, Daisy. How are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
I am good, you know. I've been trying to put in my prayer request, but it would never go through. Then I get
thank you, honey.
On.
And you too.
Yeah. Love you, Daisy.
I love you, Carol. So I'll be in touch, honey.
We make a miracle walk and strong and see the light of the darkness. That is who you are. We make a miracle walk and strong and see the light of the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Your wife, the way of you. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, Jesus. You're the way of you. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, to it all, Jesus. I worship you.